Good morning, and we're doing the best we can here, folks. So it is time for our City Matters program right here on K1, the one you trust. Oh, geez, Mr. Bailey, what have we done?
Well, that is a great question. So it depends. I really hope everybody's watching this on Facebook and not just listening to it, because the size differential.
Let me get that in here.
There you go. Get that in there. looks like they're sitting on different rows of the bleachers, doesn't it?
Just a little bit. There you go. Oh my, what have we done?
As usual, we're off to a great start. Nothing is normal. He had one job. It was get a chair, and this is what we've done.
Well, you know, you got the guy who handles the money.
That's
an important job.
He is way above all the rest of us. And then we've got engineering.
The lowly engineer sitting with Blue Rider over here.
You can barely see Micah. Micah, we have the top of his head in the picture, and Jason, we only have his chin. So.
Plural.
I gotta ask you, young lady, how you put up with these guys?
I'm doing the best I can.
That's all we can ask.
Yeah.
Like, what have I gotten into?
This is, by the way, it's like this kind of every time. Just in some way, shape, or form. So.
All righty.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
How's your weekend, Tom?
Pretty good. Saw a lot of Christmas parades over the last 2 weekends. Bartlesville Parade was outstanding a couple weeks ago.
They did a great job.
Always.
They you're right. They do. They always do
Kiwanis
a great job.
Did a great job.
Kiwanis puts that on, and they I don't know how many years they've done it, but it honestly seems to get better every year.
It does.
So
it
very does. Very grateful to them and the city staff who assists with that, but it is absolutely a Kiwanis production.
Indeed.
So we appreciate that. Well, what is today? Monday.
Today is Monday, and you got a busy day tomorrow at noon. You got a lunch date, I understand.
We do, actually. Yeah, we've got some training going on for the city council. So, of course, that will be a workshop, because if we get the city council together and we talk business, it has to be open to the public. So even though it's a training intended for the council, it will be open to the public for anybody who would like to attend. I think it'll be an interesting day. I'm not sure anybody else would agree with me. I suspect it'll be excruciatingly boring, but it's the kind of stuff that we get excited about in government. Talking about.
And there's that.
Being better at what we do. So, unfortunately, sometimes what we do is pretty boring to the normal people. Mm-hmm. But if this is Monday, then we had a city council meeting a week ago.
Yep.
And it was a very short meeting, but we actually did have some really cool stuff happen. For one thing, we had a couple of awards. The first one was an award to the Bartlesville Police Department. Mm-hmm. This was an accreditation, and this is actually the first step in a series of steps that will result in higher and higher levels of accreditation and award for the police department. So I think it's very important that we always be seeking to do the best that we can. And that's part of the reason that we're having the training tomorrow. There will even be a director's training before the council, so the directors are really excited. I've got them in about 3 hours of training tomorrow. And this is just an example of that.
Is this your Christmas present to everyone?
This is absolutely.
Okay, I just wondered.
And anyone who would like to join us, they can join in our Christmas present.
I think I declined that meeting.
Yeah, Jason thinks he declined the meeting here. It didn't have that option.
Dang it.
That was not something you could do.
The climb button worked.
But we were very excited to have this accreditation for the police department. Again, this is them exercising best practices and continually seeking to improve. So proud of them for that. It was a lot of work. And the next few steps will be additional work. So, always seeking to do better and be better at what we do. Speaking of that, we also received another award, and this one was from actually a state agency. This was from the Oklahoma Water Resources Board, and we received what's called the Water for 2060 Award. And this is actually named after some legislation that made possible our water reuse project, our wastewater reuse project. And coincidentally, that's what we received the award for. So we will be the first in the state of Oklahoma to actually have a potable reuse, indirect reuse project. And for anybody who hadn't been paying attention or doesn't know what I'm talking about, we will be taking the effluent, which is the discharge from the sewer plant, which is clean, by the way, and Currently, it is discharged into the river right at the wastewater plant. We are going to put a process in place so that that can be piped about 5 miles north and discharged into the Caney River, so into the Caney River where we're discharging it now, just upstream. That will give it about 7 miles of return as the river snakes back down through there. And then there is a pump station where we actually take raw water in Johnstone Park. So this will allow us to reuse that effluent and improve the water quality in the river, ensure that we have water in the river. The reality is we treat somewhere between 4 and 6 million gallons of wastewater a day. And we use about 6 million gallons of water a day. Mm-hmm. So this was a very sustainable water supply, and we're very excited to get that off, and we were appreciative of the Oklahoma Water Resources Board for recognizing the city for doing this. This was the brainchild of Terry Lauritsen, and he has worked very, very hard, very diligently to get this thing off the ground. Mm-hmm. And we expect actually tomorrow that we will award the final contract to get this thing started. So we should be under construction very soon. We're really excited about it. We've talked about it for a long time, and now it's actually coming to fruition. One of the other things that the City Council did was that they authorized a conference center feasibility study. And so the Bartlesville does have some conference center facilities. We've got the community center. We've got actually a conference center attached to the Hilton Garden Inn in downtown. But it's the belief of a lot of people who would know more than I would that we are short on conference center facilities. So rather than just leaping and trying to build something that we think we need, the council has authorized us to enter into this feasibility study where we'll bring in a consultant. They will examine essentially the size of the market. In fact, we've got some bullet points for what they'll do. They'll be expected to analyze the state and regional conference convention market. So try to determine how big that market is and then determine what share of that Bartlesville could get if we had the right facilities. And then essentially once they've established that baseline, then to look at what we have. So, look at what regional facilities do we have, and are we able to meet the unmet demand? And if we aren't, what does it look like? What's the gap there? Is it 10,000 square feet? Is it a new building? Is it a new building with a hotel? Is it an expansion of existing facilities? So that'll be the kinds of things they study. And then specifically, we've asked them to look at the site analysis. And so we'll be asking them to determine the preferred region. This could be downtown, it could be Highway 75, to sort of identify the pros and cons of all the regions. And then the final thing that we're asking them to do is to examine one site in particular. And this would be the site of the existing First Christian Church, which is on, it is at Cherokee and 5th, Silas. Cherokee and Silas is essentially where it is. It's just to the north of the community center. It interesting old building. It's actually a beautiful old building, extremely well maintained. And the congregation of that church would like to wrap up their affairs and would like to donate that to the city of Bartlesville. But they're asking that we use it as a conference center. So all of these things kind of come into line at the same time. So we'll be conducting the feasibility study to see if that's a reasonable use of that. At the same time, we'll be executing essentially a lease with First Christian Church so that we can secure that facility during the period of time in which we're studying and trying to determine if we can do a conference center there. So anyway, lots of exciting things happening. Of course, that's a great campus. You've got the community center there. You have the Tower Center. You have the Price Tower, you have the library. So all of that really comes together into that cultural arts district, and this fits in as part of that campus. So we'll be examining that over the next little while, and we'll certainly have more to tell the public once we have the results back, the feasibility study, to determine how or even if we should proceed.
Mm-hmm. Like you said, there are a lot of factors involved here, but we're not the only game in town. County's got their eye on doing something and everything else. And
thank you. I'm glad you mentioned that, because one of the things that we did before we pursued this, before we went public with anything, was Council member, or actually Vice Mayor Jim Curd, went and visited with Mike Bouvier to discuss this with him, because what we didn't want to do is to blindside him and present a project that could be viewed as competing with the project, of course, that he's been working on with the Expo Center and Conference Center. He completely understood. Actually, apparently, he seemed to approve of our idea, and it may simplify what he's trying to do as well. So anyway, yes, we are working with the county, and we always try to keep each other informed so that we don't have surprises and we're not out there.
Nobody works well with surprises.
No. And of course, we're all using the same dollars. The government has no money that isn't taken from the citizens. So we want to make sure that we're using your taxes wisely. So, but that's kind of what's on tap here for the next little while. Things I expect will slow down after this week as we approach Christmas and New Year's and all the seasonal holidays. So we're kind of excited for that, but maybe catch our breath and get caught back up on some of the things that we've been trying to get through.
Well, it's been kind of like drinking out of a fire hose here the last several months.
It has. Things have really sped up, which is great. I mean, this is when you look around the community and you see the kind of growth that's going on, the kind of development that's happening, the housing growth. It doesn't happen all that often. So it really is very exciting that we're able to do that. And we'll enjoy it while it lasts. And in fact, I was going to save Jason for later, but this is actually a pretty good segue. If he can reach the microphone from where he is, he might have to actually pick it up. He's somewhere.
He's got not long enough cord there.
I actually think if you stood up right now, you would be shorter.
Come on now.
He had to climb up on that stool. He's way up there. You know, we talk about the growth and kind of taking advantage of the moment and enjoying what we have. One of the areas that we've experienced substantial growth in is in our sales tax revenues for the last 6 months.
Sales tax, honestly, our last 6 months have been great, but really looking back probably about a year now, sales tax growth has been, honestly, we're in uncharted territory. Sorry, a little under the weather today, I think, as all of us in this room are.
Yeah, we were swapping notes earlier.
Yeah. With our December collection, we were up 13.62%, which it's capped off of a six-month stretch. We're in the $1.8 million range every month, which has never happened.
Yeah. $1.8 million was a rare collection anyway, and to have six in a row was unheard of.
Six in a row, and we also have a 1.9 in that 6 months. So, and these aren't even our larger months of collections.
Getting
these
ready to typically actually have those January and February.
Our holiday spending months are typically our largest months, and they're coming up, so I'm kind of eager to see what those are going to be like.
Agreed.
But eventually we start comparing back to large numbers, so, you know, lower percentage gains over the prior year to be expected, but I'm just eager to see if we're going to continue these large collection amounts.
If we can continue to withhold or to stay at this level. So you said we were up 13.62% for the month, and I think that's also about what we're up for the year.
We're actually up exactly 13.62% for the year, which it kind of seemed like an anomaly when I put it together this morning. I had to double check, make sure I didn't screw something up in that, but that's where we're at, and we're currently, you know, $1.4 million over anticipated budget right now for sales tax collection. So it's a good spot to be. Obviously, that bubble's going to burst at some point, and we're going to come back down to reality. It's just, what is the new reality going to be like? I have to think that a lot of our spending habits have been curbed a little bit. How long does it take for that to revert back to prior spending habits? We'll just have to see.
Excellent question. So yeah. I know that you've been here 15 years, I've been here 16 years, and in the entire time I've been here, we've never had a stretch like this.
Not this much continuous ups. I mean, we'll always have a stretch of good months, and then we'll have a downturned month. And
the norm is for us to be somewhere near flat compared to the previous year, up to maybe 3-4% is a good year. So that helps to put
this in
perspective.
We've been in double-digit increase every month. July was our lowest month, 8%.
So our lowest growth in the last 6 months was 8% over the prior year. So it is great news. By nature, are cautious individuals, and so we're somewhat concerned for what happens when this runs out. But at the same time, we're just like with the housing and the economic development going on here locally, we're going to enjoy the ride while we've got it.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, we'll stay very conservative in our estimates going forward from year to year. Last thing we want to do is put ourselves in a bind because we expect things to be better than they're actually going to be. So,
well, it's a great time to be in Bartlesville. Things are going well, and we're glad to be part of it. Like I said, we will enjoy the ride while we have it. And we'll prepare just in case it doesn't last,
mm-hmm.
just like always. So, all right. Well, thank you, Jason. I appreciate it.
He kind of looks like he's getting ready to go on with the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour on that.
maybe give him something to strum on while he's up there.
There are people under the age of 45 going, "What is a Glenn Campbell?
What is that?
What's he talking about?"
Yeah, me too. But that would have worked too. Hee-haw would have worked. All right. And we also have with us Ms. Delaney Williams.
Hey.
And Delaney is here to talk about, and Delaney is actually, I believe, titled as Museum Coordinator.
I am. So I'm here to talk a little bit about some cool stuff we have coming up.
Thankfully, somebody's here to talk about something cool because I think we've bored everybody to tears. So let's talk something interesting, Delaney.
All right. So we started a new event series called Third Thursdays at the Bartlesville Area History Museum. A lot of people during the day, they can't find time to come see us. So we want to, once a month, have some evening hours and a special event to go along with that. We had our very first one of those, and it was a success. And we want to make sure we invite everybody out to this next one coming up this week. So this week, Thursday, December 16th, from 6 to 8 p.m., come in, see us at the museum. We're going to have a hot chocolate bar, some snacks, a kid's craft for Christmas,
cool.
and then a guided tour of the main gallery. So our education coordinator, Betty Keim, is going to be taking everyone through the gallery at 7. And then we're going to have like a guided tutorial on the kid's craft at 6:30. This is an excellent time to come in and see our brand new exhibit that we just installed at the beginning of December. It is called End of the Line, the Short History of Bartlesville's Interurban Railway. Did you guys know we used to have a streetcar way back when?
We did.
That's a lot of people.
Occasionally we dig up pieces of the streetcar.
Occasionally we have a couple of those pieces on display right now. You
it's
can come
cool.
see. It is really neat, like under the street in a lot of places. And you can see a little line. That's where there's streetcar rails still under there.
You're correct. I suspect there are a lot of people who have absolutely no idea.
What's interesting is if you're driving down Frank Phillips, kind of in the winter months, right before you get to the PSO, right as you cross that bridge, if you kind of look over, you can see some of the structures that held up the bridge over the Caney River. It's pretty neat. So we have some information about where you can see that stuff still. I also want to kind of point out that we have some things special in the gift shop for Christmas this year. We have a brand new Bartlesville Area History Museum ornament and a special Christmas card that says "Season's Greetings from Bartlesville," and it's a vintage photo of Frank Phillips Boulevard.
That's cool.
And then, of course, everyone's been loving reading David Grand's Killers of the Flower Moon.
Absolutely.
And he just released a young adult version of that, so we have that in stock now as well.
That's great.
It is good.
That's fantastic. So we're glad to have you. How long have you been here now, Glenn?
My first day was February 1st.
Okay.
It's been an exciting year.
It's been an interesting year, yeah. You came in at a great time.
No, well, it's been a blast. I'm so glad to be there.
Well, we're glad to have you here, and we're glad that we've got things like the Third Thursday to try to shake things up and maybe get some people who aren't familiar with the museum in, hopefully.
It's got some cool stuff.
Yeah, it is. It really is a great facility for anybody who's not familiar with it. This Third Thursday is a fantastic opportunity if you normally work during our business hours, because it is a great museum, and it really is very unique. So,
and if you can't make it to this one, we're going to have another one in January
fantastic.
On the 20th with a special presentation about the Interurban Railway. So,
good.
If not this one, just wait till next month. We'll have another one for you.
If you're a little busy now, we'll have another one. Yeah. So. All right. Well, thank you, Delaney. I appreciate it.
We're gonna cap this with a
dud.
Except I hate to say this, But all anybody wants to hear is what you have to say. And I don't want to give you a big hand. I know that happens.
I don't think anyone wants to hear what I have to say.
No, this is it. Yeah, this is all anybody wants to know.
They want to know if it's safe to go out. Is it safe to travel?
It's safe to travel. Just stay away from the construction.
Now, there in fairness, they're not always happy with what you're doing.
No, they're not.
They only want to know what you have to say, Mike. Seriously.
Yeah, I'm sure
they've listened to us for 20 minutes just to get to this point. So please don't disappoint them.
A disclaimer. U.S. 75 is a U.S. highway.
Thank you, Tom. That is the State Department of Transportation is doing Highway 75. Now, they have done a really good job.
Yeah.
I just question their timing.
It's been pretty disruptive.
Let's take this big stretch of road where all the shopping takes place right near the holidays and just start stripping and cleaning.
I don't know what the reasons were. I think it was a funding deal, but they were trying to push to get that done this calendar year. And again, it was something tied with funding, I believe. But they've done a really good job.
They have moved pretty quickly
with what they're doing. Yeah, so
they've moved pretty quickly.
Yeah, they are for sure. We have talked to them about the inlets, though. They're pretty deep as far as. And here's the deal. Surprisingly, a lot of those were that way before.
That's what I gotta say. They were pretty deep to start with.
Now that it's so new and freshly black, it just stands out more. And when you add the striping to it, which actually is pretty nice, they put that striping inside the curb that they didn't used to have.
Right.
And now it really accentuates that they're there.
Yep.
But we have talked to them about that, and they do plan on putting in some risers for those grades to bring them back up to grade. So it was never that way before, but they're going to do that now, so that'll be good.
That will be nice.
Are going to address that, so don't worry about that, especially that one there at Walmart that's right in the middle of the turn lane.
Yeah.
Right in the tire wheel path there.
Yeah,
so
that's always been an interesting one.
It's a rough one, but they are going to address that. So they're going to get everything paved first. That'll be one of the last things they come back in and do. So have no fear. That will be addressed.
And
they are on it. So with that, the other cool thing that really is kind of happening right now is we do have IMS in town. They're the ones who are doing our pavement condition assessment. So this is essentially, we have a pavement model that basically calculates the deterioration of pavement over time. But you have to start with in the field data. And they do that. Typically, we try to shoot for about every 5 years, one about every 8 years now at this point. This is the third time now that we've done this. And they actually came in town over the weekend, and they have about another 4 to 5 days worth of work. So you may see some van-mounted equipment going through town that says IMS.
Interesting.
Yeah, says IMS really big on the side, has cameras on it and all kinds of equipment. And so if you're wondering what they're doing, that's what they're doing. They're driving every street that we have in town except for private streets, everything that's public. Right. They're driving all of them, and the more major streets will go both directions. The more minor neighborhood streets and whatnot will go just one direction. And so they'll be doing that for the next 4 or 5 days. So if you see those guys in town, that's what they're doing. Nothing creepy going on there. We're actually trying to evaluate the condition of the pavement. We use this for selecting projects and planning for street improvement projects. So,
this is an important report for what we do.
Yeah, it really is. And so right now, the money that we'd typically put into preventative maintenance street projects and whatnot is on hold until we get this data back so we can plan better for future streets. We'll combine that with next year's money that will be available for those projects and do some larger projects. So anyway, we got that going on right now. Again, the next 4 or 5 days, you may see them around town. I'm going to meet with them tomorrow to check it out, because I've never seen it myself in person. So kind of check out what they're doing.
Yeah, it will be cool.
Be pretty interesting. You'll probably see some improvements happening at the library here pretty soon. They've got the contract was awarded to Gorman Construction for the Library Teen Center. This is an area that building was originally designed. The portion that's open above the area where the books are now was designed to be a second floor at some point. So that structure is already in place, and they're going to do a portion of that right there in the corner, kind of next to the offices and whatnot upstairs, that will be a teen center. So it'll be a two-level, have a spiral staircase, be a pretty cool area for teens to do what teens do. So in a safe and constructive environment.
There you go.
instead of letting them loose in the parks.
Walking around with your face down in the phone in the park, you can get hurt.
That's right. So you'll see that happening after the first of the year. Now we'll wait till after the holiday season to do that, but that'll get fired up first of the year. We have Sooner Pool work ongoing, so that's the Sooner Pool recreational expansion. They're already working on the structure, whatnot, for the building for the pumps, the new pump house and whatnot. So they're working on that now. The target is to go ahead and do the parking lot before the pool opens next year. So we'll get the parking lot completed then, and they're also going to do the resurfacing of the existing pool before that happens. Other work will be ongoing as well, and they're going to obviously make as much headway as they can, but really the project's slated to wrap up sometime in July
next year. We want to make sure the pool can reopen.
We want to make sure the pool can open.
The additional amenities may not be open when the pool opens.
That's correct. So the pool will be open. That is the target. That's the goal. And they'll have a nice new parking lot. The pool will be resurfaced. There'll be some tile work done on that as well, some work around the intake structure there in the deep end to make it up to code with the health department and whatnot. So that work will be ongoing. It'll be a cool project. We're gonna have a couple large, these will be 45 feet tall slide complex. So right. Keep, compare Frontier right now, I think it's 20 to 25 feet. So this will just be about double the height of what you got at Frontier. So this is gonna be geared more towards those teens. We're trying to help those teens out.
There you go.
Library.
To do.
Yeah, and then when it gets warm out, we'll have them out there at the pool. So trying to attract those kids who are a little bit older, maybe too big for Frontier stuff. That's kind of geared for the smaller kids. So trying to get them some activities to do during the summertime as well. So that work's ongoing. We've also got Quail Place ongoing. I know this has been one that's been kind of a thorn in our side, and not so much our side as the residents there in Woodland. They did get the concrete poured on Cherokee Hills last week. That's the last little bit of concrete there. So we'll get that open back up soon. The bright side is we got out of rock. We're hoping that, which is surprising. It's kind of opposite. Yep. The higher we go, we're getting out of rock, the lower we were, we're in rock. It didn't exactly make sense. But
no, not what you expected, was it?
That's where we're at. So the digging's been a lot better. It's going quicker. Yep. But we're still looking at probably getting done end of February, first part of March when we finally wrap that up. But we have been working with some residents. There's some individuals who are trying to sell a house, and we've told them from the get-go they're going to do fence. And so we're going to do some of that work on the front end and try to work with people because it has been
like
dragging
to have
out.
Their fence before they list their house.
They would like to, which is understandable. I can understand that. So we're working with them. The contractor's been good to work with on this, but a lot of this has been out of their control, and they're still plugging away. So we're getting there on that one. Would like to note, we do have the speed limit back up on Hillcrest. That was a major question for a long period of time.
We do. Yes, we're grateful.
What is it now, Micah?
Well, it's 45.
Oh, it's not 65?
It's not 65. It's not 60.
Okay.
Though that is a nice road, and it's nice and wide, and it is tempting.
Checking.
But let's avoid that. There still are deer in the area.
That's
true. They like to cross through there. Keep it under 65 for sure.
Unless you want company in your front seat.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So we did get that opened up, and we appreciate everybody being patient with us. But we did have a little bit of work on the sides going on there. We just wanted to keep it neck down, even though it didn't look like it needed to be. We were trying to look out for the worker safety
and
whatnot. So thank you for bearing with us there. But it is open back up at this point. We got Bonzac Avenue facing the correct direction now. That never was intended to be Hillcrest. That was Shawnee.
I don't think he minded that he had all of Hillcrest.
He may not have. He may have liked that better.
He might have liked that better.
But we did get it lined back up with Shawnee, which was the correct street. So we got that done as well. Other than that, we've got a lot of stuff under design currently. We're wrapping up the waterline project there along Frank Phillips. They're basically doing the restoration part of that. So there's a little bit of concrete they had to pour, and they're doing the cleanup and the sod work, and should be getting out of there probably here in the next couple weeks. Be wrapping that one up, so that's good. There are still a few things there at Frank Phillips, but that's our city guys that have that open still.
If you're looking on the south side and you see it, that's not related to that
right
over in the Flower Land.
Right, that's some valves. We've had some valves need to be replaced there for some time. So
what's the business over there on 75 in front of the Walgreens, that big hole?
In front of Walgreens, the business is going in.
No, that's
big
the valve.
Hole.
That's the valve.
Yeah,
that's the other valve.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the valve replacement going on.
That must have been some valve.
Yeah, there's
several of them.
There's several of them actually. Oh, yeah, okay. That's the problem going on there. Yeah, so they get something fixed and another one would leak. And
our water utilities director was the one who went out to turn that valve off, and he did, and water came out everywhere. So he couldn't blame
anybody else. I think I drove by shortly after that happened.
He can't have nice things.
Because of Terry. This is why we can't have nice things. No, I was referring to the one that's actually right there at Flower Land.
There's that one too.
That's a wastewater project.
That's a sanitary sewer.
There's a very deep hole there, and we'll
get it fixed.
Working through that quickly.
Sorry, we got to kind of wrap it up here.
Distracted. Micah, anything else?
No, I think that's it. Obviously, lots of stuff under design currently. You'll see happening after the first year and the next summer, most likely. So,
great.
Working on stuff in the background.
All right. Well, thank you, and I don't believe I'll see you again. So, I wish you and everyone who's listening a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.